This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين قال الله تعالى في التنزيل العزيز بعد نقول أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقال يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد In Surah Al-Baqarah, right after Ayatul Kursi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَا إِكْرَاهَ فِي الدِّينِ قَدْ تَبَيَّنَ الرُّشْدُ مِنَ الْغَيِّ There shall be no compulsion in religion. قَدْ تَبَيَّنَ الرُّشْدُ مِنَ الْغَيِّ True guidance has become distinct from error. فَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِالطَّاغُوتِ وَيُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ إِسْتَمْسَكَ بِالْعُرْوَةِ الْوُثْقَى لَنْ فِصَامَ لَهَا Whoever refuses to be led by the Satan and believes in Allah has grasped the strong handhold that will never break. Wallahu sami'un alim. Allah is all-hearing and all-knowing. This ayah, right after Ayatul Kursi according to the Prophet ﷺ in authentic narrations, is the a'zamu ayatin fil Qur'an. It's the greatest ayah of the Qur'an. Greatest in the sense of the content of the ayah is talking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The glory of Allah. Why Allah is the only one worthy of worship. There is nobody who is all living. There's nobody who is the sustainer of everything. We are finite. We need the air to just stay alive. So Ayatul Kursi lists out everything that is unique or things that are unique to Him, which is why we worship Him and Him alone, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right after this ayah is this one that I just read. لا إكراه في الدين. There is no compulsion in the religion. What is this? What is the reason for the revelation of this ayah? In the books of tafsir, we find that there is a reason why this ayah was revealed. Al-Tabari says, for example, نزلت هذه الآية في قوم من الأنصار أو في رجل منهم كان لهم أولاد قد هودوهم أو نصروهم فلما جاء الله بالإسلام أرادوا إكراههم عليه فنهاهم الله عن ذلك حتى يكونوا هم يختارون الدخول في الإسلام. Al-Tabari says that when the people of Medina, before the Prophet ﷺ came to Medina, and the people of Medina accepted Islam, before they were polytheists, mushrikeen, but some of them were actually ethnically the people of Medina, ethnically from Aus and Al-Khazraj, who accepted Judaism or Christianity. There was a Jewish community of three tribes, Banu Qaynuqa, Banu Nadir. They were all there, but also the people from the Aus al-Khazraj, the people of Medina, had accepted Judaism and Christianity. And as they had accepted Judaism and Christianity, parts of them, they made their children also accept Judaism and Christianity. Now when the Prophet ﷺ arrives in Medina, and Islam is brought to them, and the people of Medina embrace Islam, some of these Sahaba whose kids were still Jews and Christians wanted their kids to also become Muslims. In fact, they wanted to compel them to become Muslims. فَنَهَاهُمُ اللَّهُ عَنْ ذَلِكَ Allah stopped them from this. And this ayah was revealed as a response. There is a Sahabi who came to the Prophet ﷺ and he said, I have children who are from Ahlul Kitab. And I want them to be Muslims. Should I هَلْ أُكْرِهُهُمْ عَلَيْهِ Should I make them, compel them to accept the religion? And the Prophet ﷺ said no and recited this ayah. Based on this understanding, At-Tabari says, فَالتَّأْوِيلُ الْكَلَامِ إِذًا This actually ayah has many interpretations and much debate amongst the scholars of how is it to be understood and applied. But At-Tabari says something very beautiful. At-Tabari, of course, is the great Mufassir, the first one who compiled his work of tafsir. He is the marji', the one that Ibn Kathir references and everybody references him. So he says, فَالتَّأْوِيلُ الْكَلَامِ إِذًا قَدْ وَضُحَ الْحَقُّ مِنَ الْبَاطِلِ He says, the interpretation of this verse is as follows. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the truth clear from falsehood. And وَاسْتَبَانَ لِطَالِبِ الْحَقِّ وَالرَّشَادِ وَجْهُ مَطْلَبِهِ. The evidences are clear. The evidences are also clear for the one who wants to seek those evidences. فَتَمَيَّزَ مِنَ الضَّلَالَةِ وَالْغَوَايَ. Now it's clear and distinct from misguidance and error. Now, فَلَا تُكْرِهُ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابَيْنِ أَحَدًا عَلَى دِينِكُمْ دِينِ الْحَقِّ. So thus the command is to not compel or force anybody from the Jews or the Christians to accept your religion, the religion of the truth. فَإِنَّ مَنْ حَادَ عَنِ الرَّشَادِ بَعْدَ اسْتِبَانَتِهِ لَهُ فَإِلَىٰ رَبِّهِ أَمْرُهُ وَهُوَ وَلِيُّ عُقُوبَتِهِ فِي مَعَادِهِ. He says that now, after the evidences are clear and someone rejects those evidences, then فَإِلَىٰ رَبِّهِ أَمْرُهُ, then the matter rests with his Lord. He's made his decision, now the matter is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَإِنَّمَا عَلَيْكَ الْبَلَاغُ وَعَلَيْنَا الْحِسَابُ. Like the ayah says in another part of the Quran, your responsibility is to convey the message of Prophet, our responsibility is to hold people accountable. Okay? So this is what At-Tabari chooses as his opinion and provides the interpretation as such. Now, the understanding is that لَا إِكْرَهَ فِي الدِّينِ applies to the aspect of entering into Islam. No one can be forced to enter Islam. Islam is to be embraced with conviction, with some level of conviction. The level of conviction can vary. You can be extremely convinced the moment you accept Islam, or you could be somewhat convinced. But the conviction is what leads a person to accept Islam. That is something that everybody agrees upon. Now, the reason why I'm sharing this ayah with you all today is there's also a deeper point that the ayah is making. And that's something that I'll leave with you to think about, which is practicing Islam. Even if someone is compelled to pray, their parents force them to pray, the real practice, the real iltizam, holding on to the religion, only comes when it is intrinsic, when it comes from within. That is truly when Islam has taken root in the heart and its fruits are now manifest and clear. That's the point the ayah is making. It's making this point because look at the next sentence after لا إكراه في الدين. قَدْ تَبَيَّنَ الرُّشْدُ مِنَ الْغَيِّ. The evidences are clear. Meaning, once you have studied the evidences, now once you are convinced of the truthfulness of the message, at this point now, the motivation will become intrinsic. It will come from within you. This is very important in the way when we are cultivating Islam in our families, as parents, as elder siblings, as a community. When we are cultivating Islam, the cultivation of it rests on two parts. One is on the day-to-day rituals. That's a habit. That's like in educational psychology, it's a classroom routine. You come in, you put your jacket on your coat hanger, right? You come home, you pray salah. Those are important aspects of learning, very important aspects of tarbiyah. But the other, even more important aspect of religion, of the deen, is cultivating the desire to practice it, but explaining that this religion is the truth, and addressing doubts that may occur, and explaining rationally how this religion of ours is the truth and is the only plausible explanation and the reality of scripture and salvation. That part, قَدْ تَبَيَّنَ الرُّشْدُ مِنَ الْغَيْبِ, has to be part of the equation. When we are cultivating in our children the desire to pray, this should be part of it, the wisdom behind the prayer. The wisdom why the times of the prayer are related to the movement of the sun. The beautiful need of our soul to pray. All of these things should be explained from the nusus, from the text of the Quran and Sunnah. That's something to think about. When we talk about hijab with our girls, we shouldn't just talk to them about, okay, put something on your head and that's it. Okay, there is a reason why this is part of the religion. The reason must be discussed, because if the reason is clear, then the motivation will come from within. And that's the point that this ayah is making. قُلُوا مَا تَسْمَعُونَ وَاسْتَغْفِرُوا اللَّهِ وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُهُ إِنَّهُ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وأصحابه وملا أما بعد إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد في الأولين وصل على محمد في الآخرين وصل على محمد في الملأ الأعلى إلى يوم الدين اللهم أحينا على سنته ومتنا على ملته واحشرنا في زمرته واسقنا من حوضه يا رب العالمين اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وقيم الصلاة.